With the Old Breed, Disc 9.
No sooner had we begun to dig in than terrible news arrived about mounting casualties in the company. The biggest blow was the word that Privates Niece and Westbrook had been killed. Both of these men were liked and admired by us all. Westbrook was a new man, a friendly, curly-headed blonde, and one of the youngest married men in the outfit. I believe he wasn't yet 20. Howard Niece was young in years, but an old salt with a combat record that started at Cape Gloucester. Many men were superstitious about one's chances of surviving a third campaign. By that time, one's luck was wearing thin, some thought. I heard this idea voiced by Guadalcanal veterans, who also had survived Gloucester, and then struggled against the odds on Peleliu. Howard's luck just ran out, that's all. Ain't no damn way a guy can go on forever without getting hit, gloomily remarked a Gloucester veteran who had joined Company K with Niece two campaigns before Okinawa. We took the news of those deaths hard. Added to the stress of the day, it put us into an angry frame of mind as we dug in. Against whom should we pour out our anger while we were unable to fire at the enemy? Most of us had finished digging in, when we suddenly noticed that our pugnacious lieutenant, Mac, was still digging feverishly. He was excavating a deep one-man foxhole and throwing out a continuous shower of dirt with his entrenching shovel. While shells were still coming in, the fire had slackened a bit in our area. But Mac continued to burrow underground. I don't know who started it, but I think it was Snafu, who reminded Mac of his oft-repeated promise to charge the enemy line as soon as any of our guys got hit. Once the kidding began, several of us veterans chimed in and vigorously encouraged Mac to keep his promise. Now that Niece and Westbrook been killed, ain't it about time you took your K-bar and 45 and charged them nips, Mac? Snafu asked. Mac never stopped digging. He simply answered that he had to dig in. I told him I would lend him my K-bar, but another man said with mock seriousness, "No, a sledgehammer? He might not be able to return it to you." Boy, when Mac gets over to them nips, he's gonna clean house, and this blitz gonna be a pushover, someone else said. But Mac only grunted and showed no inclination to charge the enemy, or to stop digging. He burrowed like a badger. Our jibes didn't seem to faze him. We kept our comments respectful because of his rank, but we gave it to him good for all the bravado and nonsense he had been mouthing off with ever since he joined the company. "Mac, if you dig that hole much deeper, they'll get you for desertion," someone said. "Yeah, my mom used to tell me back home, if I dig a hole deep enough, I'd come through to China. Maybe if you keep digging, you'll get through to the States, and we can all crawl in there and go home, Mac," came one comment accompanied by a grin.